Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking red hot beef exports. Back on that today in just a moment. The 20th annual Pollard Farms Performance Sale set for this Saturday, September 16th at high noon at the ranch, Wacomas, Oklahoma. Dr. Barry and Roxanne Pollard have a tremendous set of Angus females that offer you genetics that are among the best in the Angus breed. 210 head will sell as 140 registered Angus lots. You'll find a complete catalog and videos on their website, pollardfarms.com, or call the ranch, 580-758-1464. The Pollard Farms Performance Sale, Saturday, September 16th, noon in Wacomas. Don't miss it.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feeder cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Latest beef export numbers out showing very strong results for the middle of the year. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonser says, thank goodness for these strong beef export numbers as they're really helping prop up our domestic cash cattle prices.
So there's no doubt that exports have been, I don't want to say a savior, but the strongest part of the story throughout 2017. The July beef exports were up in aggregate for beef 5% compared to the prior year, and that's on volume. When we go to value, which is much more important, they're up 18% from the prior year, and that's the highest since December of 2014, which in many ways was kind of the peak in the aggregate demand story, for those who remember how good the end of 2014 was. When we look at one specific market, I think it's very instructive, so let's just look at Japan. Volume to Japan's up 20% compared to the prior year, and the value is up over a third, 36% up, for total value of almost $200 million. So $176 million value went to Japan in July alone. And that's the largest since 1996, I believe, is what I wrote down. I highlight that not because I'm just trying to call attention to Japan, but more generally, there's several very successful markets. We need to recognize that that export growth is a big reason that we don't have lower prices than we already have. So I noted earlier some of the concern. There's a lot of discussion whether we will or won't break that 100 mark on fed cattle price. You know, we are getting close to it. That may well happen in the upcoming weeks. You know, there's a lot of bearishness underneath that. But quite honestly, it could be worse if we didn't have a strong export underpinning to that. The reason we have lower prices there is everybody knows we have larger supplies, but we have a fairly strong export demand base that's helping keep those numbers from being worse. If we didn't have the strength in the exports that we have compared to a year ago, and I think it's very important for everybody in the industry as well as our policymakers to note.
Dr. Glenn Tonser and his little reference to policymakers, a good reminder that the Trump administration that backed away from the Trans-Pacific Partnership continues to be urged by a lot of folks within the agriculture community of the need to have some sort of a bilateral deal done with Japan sooner rather than later. And then the recent trial balloon that was put up by the administration regarding backing out of the South Korean free trade deal, clearly another reminder that it's very important that agriculture express their opinions about these deals and the value to agriculture, in this case to U.S. beef producers. Year to date, January through July, beef exports are up 11% in volume, 15% in value, and through July, per head export value is now up 9% to $273 for the U.S. cattle industry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the McAllister Stockyard Special Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, September 16th at noon. The sale features over 800 head of bred cows, heifers, pairs, and bulls, and features 100 Brangus and Super Baldy heifers, 95 Angus Influence heifers, and many more. New buyers must register before sale day. Check out the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com for a full listing, as consignments are still coming in. Or call 918-423-2834. McAllister Stockyards, Saturday, September 16th at noon.
Want to remind you, previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.